This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm feeling good on a Monday night. Let's talk about it. Royals win 7-5. They take the opener in Houston in a game that had everything. I mean, there is so much to discuss. After this one tonight, Royals get back to 7 games above 500. The phone lines are open for you. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. If you want to talk about it, that's our number. Phone number, text line number, it's 913-586-7965. And man, I hate to do this, but listen, the Royals won. You can assume they got a quality start from the man on the bump. You can assume they played some pretty stellar defense. Your assumption would be correct. Michael Wacha was extraordinary. The defense was outstanding. But what I want to talk about is this offense. No, not the offense. I want to talk about two hitters in particular, because tonight's performance from the Royals offense is they jumped that rookie right-hander. A great approach, great plan of attack from the hitting staff, great job by hitting coach Alex Umwalt. Great execution by the boys in the box. They go 4-for-5 with runners in scoring position in the second and third innings combined, and that's all they would need. That's all Michael Wacha would need as he spins yet another quality start. Again, the number, 913-586-7965, and I touched on this earlier today on the On Deck Show. For as much as we talk about the offense, nothing in baseball is that black and white. It's always gray area when it comes to this beautiful game, right? Because offensively, we're really happy with Bobby Witt Jr. Pleased with Mike Kell and Drew Waters, Freddie Fermin. You're happy with those guys, so you wouldn't lump them into the offense, the disappointing offense. No, you need to take each hitter on an individual basis, and I think that's what I want to do tonight with you. I want to talk about two hitters in particular. Vinny Pasquantino and Jonathan India. Two of the first three to come to the dish just about every single night. Two of the four most important bats coming into the season. And here we are more than a quarter of the way through it. And they remain two of the most important bats. Are they... I don't want to say fixed. Because it's baseball. They'll find themselves in another slump. They'll need to adjust to the opposition at some point over the course of these final 119 games that we have remaining. But when you're watching Jonathan India, no. Tomorrow, Royals, Astros. It's a 7-10 first pitch, and it is a dandy of a pitching matchup as a pair of southpaws line up. Chris Bubich and Framber Valdez. So tomorrow, when you get done with work and you're on your way home listening to CDOT, hopefully sticking around to listen to my pregame show beginning at 6 o'clock, when you're sitting down to listen to the game, to watch the game? Are you now excited when Jonathan India comes to the dish? Are you now excited when Vinny Pasquantino comes to the dish? Do you now believe that they will come through? When you watch, when you prepare to watch Jonathan India, when you're settled in listening to the game with Jake, Stu, Denny on the call, and Jonathan India steps into the box, are you expecting the Jonathan India that we saw in the first 19 games? A guy that had an OPS more than 150 points below the league average? Or do you expect to see the Jonathan India that we've seen in the most recent 19, 20 games, who has an OPS 45 points better than a league average hitter? And Vinny Pasquantino, when Vinny steps to the dish, are you anticipating the Vinny that we saw when April closed, a guy that was hitting for a batting average of .177? Or when Vinny comes to the plate in the first inning, are you expecting the guy that we saw for a majority of last year and the guy that we've seen so far here in the month of May, a guy that's batting .321? Now, you can take this show wherever you want to go. As long as you're talking Royals baseball or Major League Baseball, man, I'm with you. But I am interested in where you stand on those two. Each one of them got off to rough starts this season. Each one of them showcased their professionalism by not hanging their head, by continuing to be energy givers inside the clubhouse, inside the dugout, and show up to the ballpark, expecting the team to win and ready to do what it takes to help that endeavor. Even if they're not contributing the way that they wanted to offensively, India's still giving it everything he has, bouncing all around the diamond. And Vinny Pasquantino's performing like one of the best defensive first basemen in the American League. So that's what I'm interested in from you. But of course, I'm always interested in your thoughts after a Royals victory. 7-5, the final score. Let's get to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Ron in Kansas City is going to hit leadoff tonight. Ron, go ahead.
Well, I just want to follow up what you said yesterday. First of all, India hit 21 home runs his first year in the major leagues. He had he played three-fourths of the time, and he hit, 10 and 17. Last year, he hit 15 home runs, and he has a better fielding percentage than anyone else on our team. So that's what I would say about India. He is a very good player.
Ron, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jamie in Kansas City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. This might be Jaime, and if so, I apologize.
No worry. My guy, what is going on? First of all, I'm going to have to call you from now on when I call in. You're my guy. The zookeeper.
Throwback.
That is the most amazing story.
Throwback. We're still married.
I know. That's amazing. Congratulations. But thanks, the zookeeper, bro. Great answer on your part. I'm with you, Vern. I mean, the India, the direction he's trending, Vinny's heading, you would have to be a hater or not want to see a succeed to be like, oh, this is a flash of pan. They're showing us nothing but trending in the right direction. And they kind of pick each other up, which is great, and kind of extends your lineup. Obviously, the pitching staff is it's crazy. In my lifetime, and I grew up, I'm a lot older than you guys. When I grew up, when it was the staff back in the 80s, when you had Danny Jackson and Gooby, and I never thought we'd see a staff remotely close to that starting wise. And it's amazing what we're capable of doing. We'll beat everything. Continue to grow. Continue positivity, Vern. Love you, Zookeeper. Love you, man. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Jaime. And to Ron's point, you said yet someone would have to be a hater to say what we're seeing from Vinny or India is just a flash in the pan. I agree. Because to Ron's point, the track record of Jonathan India says what we've seen in the month of May is the Jonathan India you should expect on a winning team. India batting .283 in the month of May. He's now reached base safely in 9 of the 11 games he's played this month, scoring 8 runs and driving in 6. I appreciate the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. And as far as the rotation is concerned, you cannot heap enough praise on those boys. Royals starting pitching is spinning a quality start, or has spun a quality start in more than 50% of the games this season. Yeah. There's no wonder why this team's 7 games above 500. And as I laid out earlier today on the On Deck show, if you could choose an aspect of your team to be dragging down the squad, you would choose the bats. You would point to the offense. Because an offense, in my opinion, cannot carry a rotation the same way that this rotation has carried this offense this season. You just don't see it. You don't see elite offenses carrying a bottom five rotation. That doesn't happen. But what you're seeing and what you've seen so far this season is a great rotation carry a bottom five offense. It's hard to overcome bad defense. It's hard to overcome a bad bullpen. It's hard to overcome bad pitching. Overcoming bad offense is the best of the bad options. Of course, we would all love a perfect team. But even the best team, right? According to Denny Matthews, the best team to ever suit up in Royal Blue was that 1977 bunch. And they didn't win the whole thing. So yeah, the closest thing to perfection we've seen didn't reach the mountaintop. So everyone is striving for perfection. That's the goal. Not many teams achieve it. Well, speaking of perfection, the Royals are now 18-0 when they lead after the sixth inning. Let's go to Scotty in Midtown. Scotty, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Burn, good yay to be a Royals fan.
Yes,
how are you, bro?
Yes, sir. Doing great. How are you?
Good, man. I want to kind of piggyback on what you guys have been talking about. Man, our rotation is sick.
Oof.
1 through 5. I mean, as good as we were last year, when you were talking about, like, you have a debut album and you got 2.0, I think Lorenzen and Bubik are upgrades over Singer and Marsh. I like them both.
Sure,
I got no
way.
Problems with either one of them,
right.
But
right.
This is a big upgrade. I like what they've done in the bullpen. India, man, this is all of my friends were complaining about him for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Sure.
This is even when he wasn't hitting, he was getting on base. This is what we didn't have last year.
And Scotty, real quick, I'll let you finish, but he was also setting a tone, right? He was also bringing a toughness and edge that this team, I don't know if they had really last year, maybe until Tommy Pham showed up.
I mean, I'll go back further than that. After all of them got traded, I mean, Moose was the last one that had that kind of edge. Now,
agreed.
Salvi brings that, but I think he's more chill. Moose had that run-through-the-wall mentality, man.
Yep.
I think if we had a bat... And I'm just saying, my parents are retired college professors that live in Springfield, Missouri. Real quick, they live in that historic district right down by the AA Cardinals Stadium. They walked there the other night and saw Jack hit the ball off the warehouse. It was like 50 feet up. Man, our future is bright. A lot of these kids look like, I mean, even Gavin Cross looks like he might be coming around. Man, our pipeline might be good. And by the way, go Royals. We're good.
Yeah. Great phone call, Scotty. I appreciate it, man. 913-586-7965. And what you said to start about the upgrade at the back end of the rotation, you called it a massive upgrade from Marsh and Singer to Bubic and Lorenzen. I never thought that would be as obvious as it is. Not saying I didn't believe that Bubic and Lorenzen could match, if not surpass, what those two did in the first half of last season. But to do it so emphatically, to have Chris Bubich statistically by the metrics serving as one of the 15 finest pitchers in the sport this season. That's jaw-dropping. Following tonight's 6 1/3 innings of two-run baseball from Michael Wacha, the Royals rotation maintains their sub-3 ERA as a group. An ERA of 2.97, that's the best in the American League, while they've also thrown the most innings in Major League Baseball and have the most strikeouts in the junior circuit as well. Yeah, there's no doubt about the fact that they are the best group in the American League. The only question is, are they the best rotation in baseball? I think yes. Sure, the Mets have a lower ERA, but when you're spinning nearly 6 innings every single night, it's a game changer. Royals are now 18-5 when their starter gives them at least 6 innings of work. Now, you mentioned Springfield. Let's head there now. Alan, down in Springfield. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Burn, my main man. Hey, listen.
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. Each time we call and we have a little short conversation, we talk about a different variable. Tonight, for me, it's that variable of them just being willing to go do a job as a team. Bobby DH did a job. Whatever they're called on to do, they've just bought in and are willing to do whatever. So that's what I want to talk about tonight. And let you know, I will see you for the St. Louis series.
Which game? Which game are you coming up to?
Friday night.
Woo, man, that is, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a sellout. I'm hoping Saturday's a sellout too, but Friday's going to be bananas.
Yes, sir.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, man. Thank you very much. Nice hearing from you, Alan. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Let's head out to the Ozarks. Talk with our good buddy, Raj. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Raj, go ahead.
Hey, Vernie, you've been killing it this year. You keep doing what you're doing, man. It's a great listen.
Well, I appreciate your support, man. It means a lot.
You know that. Hey, how about that? How about those back-to-back inning scoring runs? I haven't stomped the old wood porch down here in a long time. My two cats, Boots for Walking and Smokey on Fire, both jumped through the hole in the screen door and ran back in the cabin. So they haven't heard me stomp the porch like that all year. So
believe it.
Proud of the Royals. Proud of the Royals turning it around. The Omaha Storm Chasers have been posting quite a bit, so I get to watch a few of MJ's at bats. So
yeah, how's that going for you?
Well, it's not going good, but I believe it was yesterday he doubled. And
he did.
It's funny
he did.
Because
that's
now
correct.
You got me really watching his stance at the plate.
Yeah.
The leg kick is back. I don't know if Zumwalt told him scrap it and let's go back to what you were doing. But the leg kick is back. He looked, you know, I knew it was a red flag because about 2 weeks left in spring training, he had a quote coming out of spring training that said, "Yeah, the swing, it feels awkward, but and for him to how are you going to go into the majors with a swing that feels awkward, and it was like a toe tap. They took away his leg kick.
And you're willing to admit it.
Yeah.
You know, I always go back to the Vinny quote of, I'm trying to exude confidence, and if I'm not confident, I fake it. I'm not letting anybody know that I'm uncomfortable at the dish.
Vern, there's something to be said for the mean old baseball players.
Yeah,
and I got to looking at some guys down the road doing some, you know, me doing the reading. And Jason Giambi, when he went to the Yankees, got into it with the hitting. But these guys were mean, man. And Frank Thomas, the big hurt with Chicago, they tried to change his swing, and he liked to went nuts on them. So I think MJ's just a great, great human being. I really do.
And then at the same time, you have a guy like Cal Ripken Jr. who's changing his swing, you know, every other year.
You know who the meanest guy I ever saw on a baseball diamond was Cal Ripken Jr.'s dad down there coaching third base. That's the meanest looking man I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, that ass stayed
red. And Billy Ripken, I absolutely love watching him play because he was a lot like his dad, I think. But
yeah.
Anyways, I'm just real happy. I'm just real happy the Royals put a couple of back-to-back innings scoring some runs. Vern, that early season Detroit series where we went 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position, man, that, like, the alarm bells were going off here on the porch. I go, hey, now we can't. This is going to be our division rival. We can't be 1-for-12 RISP now. That's not going to work. But really proud of all the pitchers. I never say anything when I call about Bobby. I never do because, maybe I'm kind of a perfectionist guy or whatever. But, hey, he's the greatest player on the planet. You know, I expect him with the bases loaded to hit some kind of knock. Right. I just expect it, and that's on me. But I am just a huge fan of Bobby's, and I don't talk about him enough. But I just want you to
try
know
not
that.
To take it for granted. Yes, but give him the flowers on occasion when you can. No doubt about it, Raj.
Yes, sir. Vern, keep doing the good work. Enjoy the heck out of your show, buddy. Thank you.
I appreciate it, brother. Royals put four on the board in the second inning, which sent Raj stomping on that porch. It's the Royals' first multi-run inning since Thursday. The four runs that they scored in that second inning matched the total from the Red Sox series. Royals score four in the second, three more in the third, and that's all they would need as the pitching staff would make it hold up. Royals take the opener with the Astros. 7-5, the final score. We'll take a quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Paul Houdini here. Bases loaded, one out. 1-1. Swing and a liner. Play to the backhand on a hop by Massey. Flips to Garcia for one. Throw to first on a hop out there as well. What a double play. Massey to Garcia to Vinny Pasquantino. An unbelievable double play. Gets Waka out of the inning. And Houston does not score. Wow.
Just wow. No doubt about it. Unbelievable. Steve Stewart on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. That inning-ending double play finishing off Michael Wacha's third scoreless inning of the night. Saved at least one run, possibly two. It's bases juiced, one out, and Isak Paredes hits one well back up the middle. Michael Massey starting at second base is lined up in the usual second base position. Okay, maybe shifted somewhat for the right-hander. But the ball's hit well up the gut. He ranges to his right, dives to make the pick on a one-hopper, a hard-hit one-hopper. dives to his right, gloves, spins with his back towards second base, grabs the ball with the right hand, and makes sort of a quarterback pitch to Michael Garcia at the second base bag. Garcia getting the start at shortstop as Bobby had his first night off defensively, his first night as the designated hitter. And Garcia catches the flip from Massey with his momentum as he's crossing the second base bag. Garcia's momentum is carrying him towards right field, so he makes a Mahomes-esque throw to Vinny at first. Vinny with his second nice stretch of the evening for his second inning-ending double play. Michael Wacha and the rest of the Royals fan base celebrate that beautiful 4-6-3 inning-ending double play, and maybe a game-saving inning-ending double play. Yeah, Royals were up 7-0 at that point. But if those two runs come in, who knows how this game turns out, because the final score was Royals 7, Astros 5. Royals take game 1 and get their record back to 7 games above 500. That outstanding double play was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Michael Massey getting it done defensively. There were many outstanding defensive moments tonight, and most of them had to do with the infield. Most notably, Garcia, Massey, and Vinny. And while Michael didn't do much offensively, Massey and Vinny certainly picked him up. Vinny with a pair of hits, Michael Massey with a home run in the second inning to jumpstart the scoring. A leadoff home run in the second inning. Massey puts the boys on the board, and they would never trail in this one, jumping out to that 7-run lead, hanging on to put this one away by 2. That home run from Michael Massey was his second big fly of the season, and much like a Jonathan India and a Vinny Pasquantino, we are seeing Massey start to square it up a little bit more since the calendar flipped to May. Massey is batting .275 in the month with 4 extra base hits. Those 4 extra base hits are twice as many as he had in the entire month of April. It's May 12th. And he already has twice as many. After the game, Massey received the Joel Goldberg treatment on FanDuel Sports Network, talking about, well, this big 7-5 victory and that offensive explosion as they jumped the rookie right-hander Ryan Gusto, beating up the 26-year-old rookie, getting to him for 7 runs and knocking him out of the game in the 3rd inning.
Yeah, I think, again, it always goes back to the hitting coach doing a great job and preparing us for the starter. And, you know, felt like we had a good approach on him going in and you know, really capitalized early and, you know, we're able to get in the bullpen.
As so often happens when we're doing our job, the HUD says, I talked to Michael today. He talked about going the opposite field and right like that. You jumped it and you pulled. Tell me about the homer.
Yeah, man, you older guys love the opposite field. I don't know what it is, but
it's an old guy thing.
Yeah, it is. I guess they count for more when they go that way. But, just trying to have a good approach and, you know, use the whole field, stay inside the ball, and, you know, luckily got it out of here.
All right, we got to ask you about the double play. That double play is one of the prettiest things any of us have ever seen. Just describe that. What's your thought off the bat? 1, 2, what are you thinking?
Just trying to, you know, I knew Walk's going to roll him up right there and get a ball on the ground. And, you know, so many of the guys on our staff do a great job of that in double play situations. So I feel like as infielders, we can kind of anticipate what ball we're going to get. And, you know, Mikey did a great job with the turn, and Vinny had a great stretch at first, too. So, you know, just a great job all around.
Right, and they highlighted that upstairs that all 3 of you made spectacular plays. I think the beauty to go with it is that Michael, we know how good of a shortstop he is. It's his first start at shortstop all year long, too. What does that say about the chemistry and the way you're all able to work together?
Yeah, I mean, like the pitching staff, I feel like, you know, Bobby and Mikey and Indy, those guys are doing a great job moving around and, you know, playing different positions, and they make it look so easy, and it's not. You know, like you just alluded to, it's difficult to play shortstop in the big league, so to have it be your first start of the year and, you know, look as fluid as he does is impressive.
Again, that's Michael Massey, who for the first time this season is our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named player of the game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home with his wife. Yeah, shrimp cocktail, gourmet filet mignon, a twice-baked potato with some cheddar cheese. Get those asparagus spears and top it all off with that turtle cheesecake for dessert. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Michael Massey. It'll all be delivered to the Massey's home from Guaranteed Foods. Royals win 7-5. We go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on the postgame show. How are you, pal?
Good. Good to talk to you tonight, man. Man, like you said, so much talk about this game, but I was kind of really impressed with Mikel Garcia's defense at shortstop tonight, putting Bobby at the DH, and you know, I mean, that's his natural
position. That's why, man. That right there just showcases to the rest of Major League Baseball that might be a $100 million player, because if you can hit for average, sting the ball the way that Mikel does, run the way that he does, have the arm that he does, and you're showing me you can play shortstop in the show. Man, everyone wants someone like Mikel Garcia on their team. And the Royals are going to have to pay to make sure that no one else does get him on their team.
I absolutely agree. I think he's playing dynamite, man. I mean, last year we were like, I was watching him, said, man, he's got some potential. I heard a lot of, people kind of maybe, he was such a young player. And, but he definitely worked on his game. I mean, he's a way much better player than he was this time last year.
He's just more mature. Yeah. Yeah.
And more mature. And, but man, I mean, I'll tell you, man, the defense is great tonight. Walker gave up, I would say one thing, but Walker gave up some hits. But, when you got a bullpen like the Royals have, it's, they're going to pick you up. And of course, Johnson India, man, I mean, I hope he gets it going. it was 3-for-5 tonight, I believe, in the leadoff spot. Was that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Justin, Massey, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, Johnson India in the month of May has put up an OPS of 766. And a league average is about 690. India's been well below league average for most of the season, but yeah, seems like he's turning it around. Have to hope so. Because this offense will only climb out of the basement, the statistical basement that it's found itself in for most of the season. The only way you climb out of bottom five is on the back of Johnson India and Vinny Pasquantino. Bobby's already doing all he can to drag you out of the basement. Salvi's grinding, obviously. Salvi, boy, caught a sniper in the hamstring later on in this game, right? Bottom of the eighth inning, Salvi's catching Steven Cruz, and all of a sudden, whoop, yep, ow. I don't know if it was a cramp or exactly what it was, but he stayed in there. He stayed in the game, so it couldn't have been that concerning, or else Q and the training staff would have removed the captain. And he had Fermin and Luke Maley on the bench. There's no reason to force him to play. Salvi turned 35 2 days ago. And, yeah, of course, I remember turning 35. I remember those hamstrings grabbing you. Well, actually, I don't, because I don't really do many things that activate the hamstring. I do a lot of sitting and a lot of talking. Doesn't aggravate the hamstrings all that much. Nice hearing from you, Justin. Royals win 7-5. They're now 16-1 this season when they score four or more. Big T and Shawnee's nice enough to dial us up. Big T remembers the days when that four or more stat was all that mattered. Big T, how you doing?
Hey, doing well, Vern. Yeah, that was impressive. That was impressive. Just been in riding that wave and enjoying the ride. To answer your question, I was never worried about Vinny or India. India especially, because he's a dirtbag, he's a pro, that guy. I love that guy. He's gonna get hot, and you're seeing it. That bottom of the lineup scored 5 of our 7 runs tonight. Way to go. I mean, even Isabel and Waters got some decent averages, and I just don't look at average. You gotta look at the whole game. I'm glad you brought up the double play, Vern. Woo! That fired me up, Vern. That double play was badass. That was the play of the game, and I think it did save the game, Vern. And, tip my hat to Michael Walker. I grew up with this pitching, Vern. This is awesome. I grew up doing this pitching night in and night out when I was a kid. And this pitching staff, I'm saying, is better than that. It's pitching, 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 and more pitching. Some of the guys, they talked about that bullpen. It's good, too. People want to add
what about the late 80s, Big T? What about Saberhagen, Gubazaw?
Oh, no, I love that, too. That's what I'm saying. I went to them games, Vern. When I was a kid, you know, I was a teenager.
I'm just asking you what you think. You get one rotation. Which rotation you riding with in your lifetime as a Royals fan?
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, I probably got to go with that 85, sure. 80s, you know, because a Cy Young and a World Series. Now, if this team pulls this off, we're going to change. We're going to have to talk about this. But way to go, Michael Walker. And then, Vern, I just want to – we lost 2 out of 3 against Boston, and then we go on the road. And baseball's just a weird game. All that scoring we did in the second was 2 outs, Vern. That's impressive. Could this be the spark plug? And then the next inning they scored 2. Could this be the spark plug that gets this offense going again? Baseball's a crazy game. Jump aboard the crazy train, and as always, let's go Royals.
That's a terrific phone call, Big T. Nice to hear from you. Royals scored 7 runs tonight. And following Michael Massey's leadoff home run in the second inning, yeah, you're right. The next 3 runs to score all came with 2 outs. Jonathan India, a 2-out RBI single. Bobby Witt Jr., a 2-out RBI triple. And then Vinny Pasquantino's 2-out RBI single. In the third, it was a 1-out RBI knock from Drew Waters, a 1-out RBI single from Jonathan India, and a sack fly off of the bat of Bobby Witt Jr. that played in the 7th and final run for the boys in blue. Royals have now won 7 of the last 8 games when they found themselves as the underdogs on the road. 7-1 in their last 8 as the road dog. That's impressive. My game notes following this, the 25th win of the season, my game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Your Royals are now on pace to win 94 games. I understand there's still plenty of aspects, facets of this team that we all want to see improve, sure. But let's, as Big T's laying out, as so many callers have pointed to, you know, let's not lose perspective of the big picture. Do we wish the offense had performed better over the course of the first 43 games? Yeah, I do. But if that's what's holding you back from being a 98 win pace rather than this 94 win pace, so be it. Right? So be it. Complaining about a 94 win pace. Really, I mean, say that out loud. You know, the next time you want to point your finger at this hitter, that reliever, this bench player, and say, boy, if we don't replace them soon, you know, what is this guy still doing on the team? How are we still carrying this guy on the roster? How much are they really hurting you today? How much are they really hurting you? Because let's remember, the team that we watch on the 12th of August is going to look a lot different than the team we watch today on the 12th of May. I say a lot different. You know, it's 2 to 4 players, hopefully. Of course, the team is still going to revolve around Lugo and Waka, Reagans, Bubich, India, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, no doubt. But what ails this team right now, you know, is going to be addressed by this front office because they've addressed the issue that plagues this team, and they've addressed it every single season since they took over. Right, since the John Sherman, J.J. Piccolo combo has started in Kansas City, they've been one of the more aggressive mid to small market teams in all of Major League Baseball. Let's go to Kathy in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I'm glad they kind of pulled this one out because I don't bet on baseball just because I feel it jinxes the team. Right. But I have a rivalry with one of the doctors I work with because being a Padre Royals fan, he he's a Dodger and Detroit fan. So we kind of give each other crap about it. So
that's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, with Detroit winning today, I was really hoping that the boys pulled it out, and they did. And, you know, I think it's going to be just this big fight between those two teams coming down to the end here.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I'm hoping it's a big fight in the NL West, too.
Oh, you and me both, dude.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Well, Kathy, nice to hear from you. Have a nice night. Thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Royals take game one in Houston. They got their hands full in game two, going opposite Framber Valdez. Now, as I say that, a lineup that is without Yordan Alvarez, this Houston lineup is anything but intimidating, right? This isn't the Houston Astros that we've become accustomed to seeing over the past decade. There's no Springer, Correa. There's no Tucker. There's no Bregman. Tonight and tomorrow, there's no Yordan Alvarez. You can maneuver through a lineup where Jeremy Pena and Isak Paredes are the biggest home run threats. Chris Bubich can maneuver his way through a lineup where Jeremy Pena and Isak Paredes are the main home run threats. And that's what we have in store tomorrow. Bubich and Valdez. But first, let's take a dive into the text line and get back to your phone calls. 913-586-7965. Royals get back to their winning ways, get back to seven games above 500, and we'll get back to the phone calls right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
The 1-1. Massey lines it high in the air, deep to right field. Smith drifts back, turns around, it's gone! A line drive solo homer for Michael Massey. And the Royals strike first at Daikin Park. A 1-0 lead in the top of the second.
Michael Massey crushes a changeup down in the zone, middle of the plate, but down. 106 miles per hour off of the bat. It travels 389 feet over the right field wall. His second home run of the season. Massey would score his second run of the game just an inning later as he drew a one-out walk and would come around to score on Drew Waters' RBI single. First time since the end of March, Michael Massey scored two runs in a game. Those two runs could have been the difference. Royals win by two. taking game one in Houston by a final score of 7-5. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Royals are now 14-5 in games decided by two runs or less. Let's go to Alanson in Holt, Missouri. Alanson, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, first-time caller.
Hey, nice to hear from you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was listening the other night, and you were talking how you said you wish you would have been, you could have seen the 70s Royals team.
Yeah.
The 76 right. to 78 team. And I was bat boy during those years.
Is that right? With Whitey and the gang?
Yeah, with Whitey and the gang, all those guys. And, you know, I mean, I'm just a 17-year-old kid. And whoa. The Royals then were playing such phenomenal baseball. And I just took it for granted. You know, one of those years we won like 15 or 16 games in a row. And after the game, I met my buddies and they said, what went wrong? And, you know, we just expected to win. And so I just want to encourage everybody that there's a great team in 2015, Kansas City Royals, and the opportunity we have to root for them, show up at the park, and just be positive for our team is just amazing.
Well, that's a great phone call, and I hope I get to hear some of those stories. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear some of those stories, so don't be a stranger moving forward.
Oh, my gosh. One story, one fast story. I'm
please,
in New York.
Please.
I got to go on the trip. Catfish Hunter's pitching. I'm in the on-deck circle with George Brett, and he says, Catfish is going to try to get ahead of me with a fastball, and I'm going to hit it in the upper deck. First pitch, fastball, he hits it in the upper deck. And so he crosses home, and he says, Alanson, tell the team. So I did. It was just shocking. You just take it for granted.
Wow.
You know, so amazing.
Man.
Just amazing.
How cool is that? Well, that, yeah. Now, I could listen to stories like that all night.
Well, appreciate your show. And, yeah, maybe I get your email someday and I'll send you some of the stories, okay?
Yeah, that'd be terrific. Hope to hear from you again, Alanson. Thank you very much for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Just to be on the field with George and Catfish and Mr. October and Frank White. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Text line is open for you, 913-586-7965. And the reason why I was pining for the days of the late 70s Royals was because the Royals rotation was doing something that we hadn't seen since the late 70s and those great Royals ball clubs, division champion ball clubs. Well, tonight, the rotation continues to put up eye-popping numbers. Michael Wacha, in his ninth start of the season, spins his fourth straight quality start. And the Royals, major league leading, 22nd quality start. Amazing stuff. After the game, Michael Wacha spoke with the media, and the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network were there.
Well, there were some positives and some stuff that I got to clean up for sure before the next one. But overall, you know, offense coming out and putting up seven runs for me early was awesome to see, and makes our life a lot easier out there on the mound. You know, still want to stay on the attack and still make my pitches out there, and got some early outs, got some weak contact, got away with some mistakes that I got to be able to clean up, but overall, I thought it was decent outing, and get the guys back into the dugout as quick as possible, and keep that momentum on our side. And bullpen did a great job coming in and shutting the door there to finish it off.
How does that change game plan wise when you get a 7-run lead? How do you continue to stay aggressive in the strike zone?
Right, it's a mentality thing, I think. It's just telling yourself it's still 0-0 ball game, and we're going to stick to our plan that we had going in there until, you know, they tell us otherwise type of stuff. But, I've fallen into the trap where it's like just, we've got this one locked up, and, you know, you change your game plan and things go a lot crazy there and let them back into the game. But Just a mindset of still 0-0 ball game and still going to be making pitches and pitching them tough.
Pretty good example tonight of why you guys lead the league in defense. Can you talk about that double play that Massey started?
Yeah. No, that was huge right there. Yep, base loaded, one out. Left a pitch too far, you know, on the plate there. And, just unbelievable play laying out with the flip. And, we're able to turn it with a good pick over there at first base as well. It was that was huge. That one got me fired up.
That's Michael Wacha beating himself up after giving up two earned runs across six and a third. Defense, Massey, Garcia, even the play that Garcia didn't make, the infield single off of the bat of Jose Altuve was a highlight reel barehanded pick by Michael, who again made the start at shortstop. Vinny with a nice night at first base. Drew Waters had a solid night in right field. Kevin Biggio had the solid night in left field. Drew Waters actually had the error in right field. How about Michael Wacha? Didn't seem all that pleased with six and a third innings of two-run baseball. Waka's now allowed three earned runs or fewer in seven straight starts, and in 33 of his 38 outings since joining the Kansas City Royals. That is remarkable. He mentioned the bullpen. Yeah, no doubt about it. The bullpen strong again. John Schreiber, his 11th straight scoreless appearance. Lucas Urseg's 10th straight scoreless appearance. Royals win 7-5. Let's take a look at the text line. 913-586-7965 if you want to get involved. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Dan and KCK giving some love to Michael Wacha, who has still never lost to the Houston Astros. He picks up his third win of the season. It's his first road win of 2025. Josh in Cedar Rapids freaking loves this win. Points out that Salvi and Michael went 0-for-8, and we still scored 7 runs. Now, that's a great point. Bobby drove in a pair of runs. He matches Vinny Pasquantino for the team lead. They've each played in 25 this season, on pace to be just short of 100 RBIs for 2025. Guy in Gladstone says he believes this ownership, John Sherman, is dedicated to competing every year from here on out. I'm excited for the future of Royals baseball, so long as John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo stay in the greater Kansas City area. And so long as the team stays in the greater Kansas City area. 913-586-7965. Rally Mantis giving some love to Lucas Urseg and Carlos Estevez. Urseg picked up his 13th hold of the season. And a hold is basically a save that doesn't come in the ninth inning. It's a seventh inning save, an eighth inning save, right? You lead by 3 runs or fewer. Urseg comes into the game like he did in the eighth with a runner on second base and one out. Urseg comes in, retires the next two that he faces, and maintains that slim lead. So Urseg picks up his 13th hold. That's the most in Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, Estevez picks up his 12th save of the season. That's third most in Major League Baseball. 913-586-7965. Lucas Urseg's numbers are gobsmacking. His ERA, 0.52. Urseg's allowed a grand total of 10 base runners all season. 10 base runners in 17 and one-third innings of work. From the 816, Vern, how about the unsung hero, Kyle Isbell? What a clutch hitter in the 9 spot. I think that guy deserves a little bit more love. Izzy tonight was one of 4 Royals to have a multi-hit effort. Izzy, Pasquantino, India, and Bobby Witt Jr. all had multiple hits. Bobby matches Mike Kell for the team lead with his 13th multi-hit game. Bobby's 53 hits on the season are fourth most in Major League Baseball, and his .319 batting average is eighth best in Major League Baseball. But yeah, Kyle Isbell does deserve a lot of love. He got that four-run, well, he got the two-out rally started in that four-run second inning. After Michael Massey's leadoff home run, Izzy steps to the dish with two outs and nobody on. He gets ahead in the count 2-1. And then he saw a cutter up in the middle, and he roped it to the right field wall. Izzy would come around to score. Eight pitches later, as Jonathan India would battle that rookie right-hander, battle him for eight pitches. India fell behind the count 0-2, but battled back and would fight a cutter that's up on the inner third of the zone. And India dumps it into center field. Isbell comes around to score. Isbell would also walk in the third and single in the eighth. So a 2-for-3 night. And how about Izzy since the calendar flipped to May? Izzy's batting an even 400 this month. He's 10-for-25 with only two punch-outs. Not bad at all from the nine spot. Yeah, Texter, you're 100% right. From the 6-2-0, Vern, I'm really proud of Drew Waters. This guy's earned every bit of this roster spot. He's been a big part of almost every single win. Yeah, without question. Now, defensively, this was the first real miscue we've seen from Drew Waters since he received that breath of confidence, really, from the organization. Since he felt that wave of assuredness. Now, think about it. You go back to when MJ Melendez was sent down to Omaha. Now, since then, Drew Waters has been an outstanding defender, a terrific base runner, and obviously getting it done offensively. Waters tonight, 1-for-4 with a run scored and a run driven in. He's batting .301 since staying in the big leagues. Since winning that faceoff with MJ Melendez. Waters is batting .301. He's scored 11 runs and driven in 9. Yeah, he deserves love, no doubt about it. Connor from Overland Park. Connor not happy after this one. Now, we should have won by 7 runs, not given up 5. Okay, yeah, all right. I mean, who cares, honestly? The two runs that Michael Wacha gave up, that was just him grinding through the third time through the lineup, just trying to eat up innings. I got no issue with Wacha. Steven Cruz gave up 3 earned runs, the first earned runs he's given up all season. Really, you going to crush that dude? Who are you disappointed in? Bullpen gives up 5 runs, or the pitching staff, I should say, gives up 5 runs. Who are you disappointed in? Get real. Schreiber's ERA is now 1.59, by the way. Schreiber put up a 0 again. He's put up a 0 in 15 of the 16 games. 15 of the last 16 games he's appeared in. From the 913, Vern, you said you'd be happy with ending a month-long recent stretch being around 4 games above .500, how do you feel we've bounced back after that big slide, being even better than we could have hoped? Okay. I don't necessarily remember saying that, but yeah, certainly. When they were losing that 6 in a row, yeah, I would have been very happy with this team being only 4 games above .500 instead of 7 like they are. How do I feel that they've bounced back? I feel great. It's, again, jaw-dropping how good this rotation has been. Yeah, the bullpen's been outstanding, but the bullpen is at the mercy of the rotation. The bullpen is rested because of the job that guys like Wacha and Lugo and Bubich and Lorenzen and Reagans have done. So it begins there. But I also have to point to the fact that India's looking more like Jonathan India here in the month of May. Vinny Pasquantino's looking more like the undeniable one here in the month of May. Vinny has multiple hits tonight. He has 7 multi-hit games in the month of May. 7 multi-hit games in the 12 that he's played. It begins with the pitching and defense, no doubt about it. But Bobby has a supporting cast now. Michael and Drew were the first to star in that role, and now we're starting to see the guys you expected to star. India, Vinny, and tonight, Michael Massey. Yeah, I appreciate you listening. And again, the best part of this team is the best part of last year's team, too. And the best part is the next day's starting pitcher. Tomorrow, it's Chris Bubich squaring off with a fellow southpaw, Framber Valdez. It's a 7:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. Royals take game one. They take aim at a series victory tomorrow. I'm guessing they'll be the underdog again. Could have made a lot of money betting on the Royals as the underdog of late. Don't listen to me. I've been making bad bets for about a month now. Just brutal. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.